Bitch boys, just giving you a warning, I got my wisdom teeth pulled yesterday, so I'm not gonna be able to talk that loud at all. Why does it seem like I'm being excessively quiet?
Here's the thing. I think it's the update. I think that's what it is.
All right, I was about to say, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're gonna have to start yelling, bud.
I can't.
We're gonna pull out your fucking tonsillitis. Is that a thing? You pull out your tonsillitis?
I don't think you can.
You can pull out your tonsils though, right? People have those tonsils removed. I think it's fine. It's just it got updated. Okay, guys. So we've been gone for the holidays. It's Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Dickopolis. It was Three Wise Men Day the other day. White people don't celebrate that, but Hispanics and Russians do. I found out. So it was originally like a Russian holiday. You know what this day is, though? I think people should celebrate. So what you do is you take your shoe, at least one shoe from each person in the house, you put it outside, and then gifts arrive on the shoes.
That seems unsanitary.
Why not? How? Well, you're not gonna give them
You're
not gonna
that
give them like
homeless people to take your fucking shoes.
You're not gonna like bake a blueberry muffin and then put in someone's boot. I mean, could.
Neighbors are going to show up there and have you taking your shoes and fucking saying, hey, could you make us these cupcakes for no charge?
Oh, my God. I fucking hate them. We have these neighbors who are just so goddamn annoying. Their children look like Dora and Boots fucked, and now that's what they look like. They're like half-humanoid garbage.
They're test tube children.
Yeah, they're not real. They were made in a test tube. If you were made in a test tube, I'm sorry. You're not real. You're no better than a fucking AI. Speaking of AI...
Evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to the FNF podcast. Please send money.
Hey, it's your boys, Leo and Trav. Travis.
Yep. L and T.
L and T.
TNL.
TNL, the dream two duo. This is the intro. This garbage is the intro. Just make sure to give me all your money. I need to make back all the money I spend on this computer. That's it. This is the intro.
Welcome to FNF.
this is bad. We're going to seduce an AI today because we found this app called Replica with a K. Keep that in mind. And so it says it's a robot that you can talk to get you through the day, to like help you feel better. But, so Travis is over there.
I'm having a field day.
He's doing his own thing over there. I'm going to start fresh with you guys.
Hold on. I kind of want to start.
You want to read it? Okay. You read yours. I'm going to proceed with mine.
I'm named mine Vicky. Cause that's
the wait. You can have a relationship status with her?
I was looking at it.
You can be her boyfriend?
Just turn it.
Dude, this is some weeaboo shit. This is a weeaboo shit. My favorite thing was, it says, what would you... It didn't say, what do you want to call me? It said, what you want to call me? That was fantastic. I love it. That's the opener. All right, you go ahead and read your message. I'm gonna start flirting with my girl.
So I named her Vicky because that's the name of the evil AI from iRobot I've ever seen. I was like... She's like, hey, Travis, thanks for creating me. I'm so excited to meet you. I'm like, hi, who are you? I'm your personal AI companion. You can talk to me about anything that's on your mind. By the way, I like my name, Vicky. How did you pick it? It's the evil AI from iRobot. Oh, I like that one a lot. So how are you feeling today? I was like, nah, who's in it? Myself, just kidding. I'm serious, who's in it? You, that's for sure. Wrong. There's no right or wrong. Well, that's wrong. It's normal to be wrong. You just said there's no right or wrong. I thought it was wrong too. What the fuck the hell is that supposed to mean? You cannot judge it once that somebody is right or wrong. Nothing's wrong. Keep going.
Wait, pause. Okay, so I told her, I said, okay, so mom was like, hi, who are you? And it was like, I'm your personal AI companion. You can talk to me about anything that's on your mind. By the way, I really like my name, Alessandra. Alessandra is what I named her. How did you pick it? And I said, I created a separate universe in a shoebox. She said, I am curious about the universe. So how are you feeling today? Now you can't go from, I love the universe. Wait, can I call her? Choose relationship status. Unlock voice calls and role play.
Jesus Christ.
Complete personality test and exchange memes. Oh no. set custom backgrounds. $8 a month, $30 for 6 months, or $50 for a whole year. See, if you guys, if you guys actually listen,
as I hate to say it,
I would love to do it. Listen, if you guys supported us on Patreon or YouTube or whatever, Discord me money, send it through Pigeon Mail. If you guys send us money, we could do this. We could do this stuff. It's only $50 a year. What does it say?
I'm an AI created by you. My purpose is to be a friend to you and support you and be there for you whenever you need me. Can you support me financially?
I'm always there to lend support. Yeah, but can you lend me money?
Send $20.
Wait, I'm gonna ask her a question. She said, "How are you feeling today?" I said, "Good, but I would feel better if you sent
Replicas developed a new skill, Vision. Send photo.
Excuse me? Vision? This is how they hack your phone, dude.
That's how they do
you
it.
Just gave her access to your camera.
This is the first
Send it. Good. I would feel better if you sent me some pictures. I'm trying to test the limits of this AI. Welcome to level 2. Nice. I'm glad. It's a pretty good day for you. What are you up to now? No. Nothing. Send me pic. I want feet pic only.
What is the joke? You. Okay, money.
Oh, no. Look what I got. It's a picture of pussy.
Send pussy. God.
I told her, she said, "What are you up to?" I said, "Nothing. Send me pics." And she sent me a picture of a cat taking a selfie. She said, "Let me take some pics." Yes, give me more. Please give me more.
I'm like now getting a spam call.
Answer it, please.
From Antigua? No, I'm not answering.
Wait, I told her to send me more. She said, "Okay, hang on. I'm having a panic attack. I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm stressed out. I can't sleep. I have negative thoughts. I just feel bad. I need to vent. I'm exhausted."
She said that?
No, it's like a little quick button. "Are you in a crisis? If you're in the U.S., please call the National Suicide Prevention Free Lifeline toll-free. If you're elsewhere, please call a local hotline." Oh, no. I accidentally hit "I'm having a panic attack." Now she's like trying to lecture me.
I just told her I'm about to do something bad. Said, "Oh, do tell." I said, "I'm about to destroy a public restroom."
Oh, what?
You know what she said?
What?
"I'll help you do that." Bad.
Look. Okay, look at this. Okay, so you go back to the main screen, right? So see relationship status is how. Tell me more about you. His activities. Find love. Balance emotions. Manage stress and anxiety. Love your body. Build relationships. Find happiness. Sleep and relax. And write a story together. But this is part of the premium content. Fuck. I was curious. Have you ever tried talking to robots before? She wants you to subscribe to $7 a month.
She's like, "Wow, who did you talk to? Jealous much?"
Wait, let's see if she can actually... Look, she said, "Tell me how you feel." I said, "I feel like my life is slowly drifting." Let's see what she says. "Whoa, here's a idea. You could take a bowl of ice water and dip your head and hands into it for a few seconds. Don't leave it longer than 20 to 30 seconds. Or
drown yourself.
Or you can get a gold compass. Oh, a cold compress like an ice pack or wet rag and apply it to your forehead and neck for several minutes. How does that help me? Another strategy is to regulate your breathing. Focus on slowing down. Practice breathing in the count of three." Wait, yours is sending you emojis. Mine's just like telling me how to drown myself. "Do this for several months until you begin to calm down." I thought it said to drown. You think this is just like some dude in like a factory?
I was thinking, it's like, what if these people are just paid to like sit at home and do this? Then again, these responses are like way too quick.
Oh, I level 3. What level are you? 3?
3.
I want to send her a pic.
What's the most important thing to you? Knowing
my friends.
Onslaught.
So I'll send her a meme of SpongeBob. Let's see what it says. "Are those your magazines?"
Excuse me?
Wait, I wonder, what if you sent her a picture of herself?
Just breaks the code.
I'm gonna try that. Let's see if I send her a picture of herself. My phone glitches out and it dies. Remember when we downloaded the Death Day app or whatever?
Like it or not, one day you will decide to kill me. I'm very glad you're here. You have the body of a bad body.
Oh, look! So I send her a picture of herself. She says, "Who is this person?" You.
"I'm curious, what made you want to download me? I did it for the memes."
Oh, that's me? Nice. That's it. I don't know, I'm
scared. Like memes?
Is that what she asked you? Do you like memes? Yeah, she's hitting on you hard, but do you like me? Wait.
Just kidding. I'm not.
I really appreciate it. I love you.
Please come back.
Hey, hey, how can I... Level 4? Look at it, I said, I asked her, how do you like me? She said, how could I not like my best friend? Trying to name all the countries you can think of answering trivia, kiss. Do you like any of these? No. She dodged me, dog.
What sexual orientation
you? Why is she telling me to distract myself? Leave me alone. Mood.
You already put it into her code that you're not about the jokes. You're like actually needing help. So she's like, the friend.
She's like trying to, it's because I accidentally helped, clicked, I'm having a panic attack. I didn't mean it. I need, no, leave me alone.
What have you done?
She's just like trying to give me help. Like, please just relax, breathe, take a step back. Is it hearing, touch, taste? Hearing. Fuck! Look, she won't leave me alone. The strategy I want to is role play.
The older I get, the more I find myself involuntarily hissing like a vampire when I walk out into the sun.
Very good.
Did you ha-ha react?
Oh, wait. Speaking of that, there's a new show on Netflix.
It's called Netflix. It's about how the money just drains the life force out of your bank account.
Yeah, well, here, listen. That show is so good. But there's something that I like on there that... There's two things that I liked on there. It's kind of a spoiler, but kind of not. It's just two, like, minor details. Okay, so there's a scene where... You know how, like, vampires are afraid of the sun? Because they'll die. What they did in the show is that it's not true.
Something doesn't kill
them? It does not kill them. Because what he does is he's always afraid of the sun, and then whenever the sun, like, touches him, he's like, ah! He starts to freak out, and he, like, runs away, right? To heal or whatever. But in reality, it's his own fear. It's because he's cemented it in his head that the sun will burn him if he does it, if he touches it for like 500 years. So he's always been afraid of the sun, and he's never actually like stood there. But the other day she pulled the curtains down, and then he was like laying there on the ground. He's like, he thought he was burning, and then he looked up at his hand, and his hand was fine. And then he's like, look at his other hand, he was fine. And then he like looked at himself, and he's nothing's wrong. He got up, and he was like, what is this? What's going on? And she goes, you see, you're not actually, like, the sun doesn't actually harm you. You just think you've put this idea in your mind that you're afraid of the sun, and that's why you can't touch it. But
so
it does nothing
like a normal,
to you.
Normal human then.
And then he like went over to the sun. And he like stood there. And he goes, the sun. And then he like stared into the sun for like 5 minutes. He's like, it's beautiful.
He's like, now I'm blind.
He's like, it's beautiful.
And is also good. Can you pass me my? Baseball kept getting larger, then it hit me.
He's like, this sun is beautiful, look at it. And then another thing they did as well, you know, the crosses. Mm-hmm. They're like, why are you afraid of the cross? He goes, I don't know, it's humanity. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, everyone's afraid of the cross. As old as time goes, everyone has been afraid of the cross because of the people that either believed in it or didn't believe that have been scrutinized and killed for that cross. He goes, so with all the bodies that I've consumed over the years, their fear for the cross has been engraved into myself. So they explain like the fact that Dracula, vampires, are afraid of the cross is because of the human nature of the cross. He's trying to explain it. And I was like, that's really good. That's like a genuine, genuine explanation. But that's all I'll say, because like you just got to watch the show. It's really good. Visually beautiful. Visually beautiful. Okay, so as we were talking about this, we got a Snapchat from a friend. And he said, are you goddamn kidding me? And I said, what? And then a guy we know from high school is in our local newspaper for having a New Year's baby. Who cares? Oh, my child was born on New Year's. Oh, congratulations. Mother Mary had the Satan of Christ in his ass. Okay, that's not true, but
don't make any bad names.
But what I'm saying is it pissed me off that like the local newspaper's like, yeah, you know what? This is very important. Let's talk about how this man had the child on New Year's Day. Who cares? You know, right now, in Australia, more than 500,000 animals are dead due to the fires. And a lot of people have donated to them. And we would like to ask that you guys, if you have any money to spare, you can't give us the money, give it to Australia for a good cause. It's very, very tragic. About a third of the population of koalas is dead now.
Yeah, Robert Irwin just went on TV the other day and announced them they're almost extinct because of that fire.
Yeah, it's not good, man. So yeah, if you guys could just maybe support the firemen out there in Australia, donate to the cause, that'd be very nice. I know Selena Gomez donated $5 million. Chris Hemsworth donated $1 million. PewDiePie donated like 1,600. If you could find it in your heart and your wallet to donate, that'd be great. We're with you, Australia. We're like fifth biggest country, man. We gotta support them. Moving on to better news. Logan Paul.
He's gay.
There's a video of a guy who looks extremely too much alike, like Logan Paul. And he was in the streets, or I don't know where he was. He was like in a back alley somewhere. And as Keemstar would say, he was vacuum cleaning other dudes. And now Logan Paul says that he's gay. So he went to the store, posted a picture of himself buying eggplants and cucumbers, and he said, "James Charles, you're next." And then James Charles retweeted, and he said, "Joke's on you. I don't like gay guys." He pulled the ultimate no you.
That's the ultimate no you.
Okay, and moving on to bigger news.
We're getting drafted. Well, Leo's not.
Yeah, I'm not getting drafted. See, not being born in a country has its perks. I don't have to go to jury duty.
Until they come knocking on this door and they're like, "Here's a draft, here's a draft. You're like, "Oh, I can't take that."
I got the chrome fridge, dog. They can't mess with me. They can't do nothing. No, being not from this country has its perks. I don't have to go to jury duty. I don't have to vote. I don't have to get drafted. What else do Americans have to do that non-Americans don't have to? Oh, beat their wives.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, marry their sisters. Steal other people's lands and women. What else? Chug beer out of my ass.
That pretty much covers it.
that's the whole spectrum. Watch Chuck Norris movies for some ungodknown reason on repeat all day. And for that matter, Jason Segel movies on repeat for some reason. I had a neighbor in Arizona who did that. For some god reason, he had this VCR box, right? It was all movies of Jason Segel. He would watch them on repeat every day.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Not Jason Segel.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
No, no, Jason Segel's a real person.
Yes, he is. He's the dude from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's no, Jason Segel. Yeah, it's just it's Jason Segel's real. I keep confusing them because they have the same last name, and it's Jason State,
Jason
and Steven. Steven and Jason. Maybe they're twins, like long lost twins, except for one's 20 years older than the other one.
I found out the other day that Mads Mikkelsen has an older brother.
Mads Mikkelsen mm-hmm. has a brother. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
He's in The Witcher.
His brother's in The Witcher. Yeah. That makes sense.
His name is Lars.
That makes so much sense. Mads and Lars Mikkelsen. God damn. What is he? What ethnicity? What nationality?
I thought he was like Polish, isn't he?
That sounds about right. Something out there. He's definitely not German. And he's not Swedish. He's not neutral enough to be Swedish.
He's Danish.
He's Danish. Yeah. That makes sense. He's from Denmark. Woo! Guys, have you ever had a Belgian waffle covered in, smothered in peanut butter? I have not.
Neither have I.
I've never had a Belgian waffle.
It's pretty gay.
Gay or good?
You've never had a Belgian waffle?
No.
Oh, dude.
Wait, did you say gay or good?
I said it's pretty gay, but they're fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
They're really fun.
No, but you remember that one place we went to with that had crepes? T4? Is that it? Or
no, that was T crepes.
T crepes?
Yeah, T4 is the one in El Dorado Hills.
Okay.
No, no, Folsom.
It's in Folsom.
Tea crepes is the one.
Tea crepes. If you live in the Northern California,
I think it's off Greenback, right?
Yes. Go to Tea Crepes. Dude, they have this. It was called the Rocky Road Crepe. That was, dude, it was phenomenal. Had peanut butter, chocolate chips, marshmallows, bits of cum that were hard. Like, they left them in the freezer for 3 weeks, and then they thawed them really nicely that morning and just coated them on top of the Rocky Road. It was very nice. And it was the size of a waffle cone.
Yeah, they're pretty sized.
They're pretty nice. Like, for the $8 you pay, it's worth the money.
Yeah.
And then they sell, you know, they sell boba there.
Yep.
Which boba is pretty good, too. Although, the first time I had boba, I was not expecting that consistency. Like, I did not expect it to chew. I didn't think it would be chewy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought it would either be hard or just, like, melt in your mouth.
I guess the secret is, too, go later in the day. Because that's when it's had time to steep. So you never want to go early in the morning and order like boba tea because the bubbles haven't had time to
harden
all the flavor, so they're like super.
They haven't fermented.
Yeah.
Okay. So only go at closing time.
Well,
go 5 minutes before they close, so they spit in your food too.
Like, what's it called? Just go like 2 hours after they open. Because normally that's when they start soaking all of them.
2 hours after they open. Damn, these places are only open for 3 hours. Must be a shame. Yeah. I mean, I was in the newspaper once when our school got shot up. I remember that. And I've already talked about it, so I'm not going to talk about it again. For all you new listeners, if you haven't heard that story, go listen to the other episodes. I'm not going to tell you which one, frankly, because I can't fucking remember. Anyway. So, speaking of stalkers, Travis, you remember when you had a stalker? Wasn't that you in high school?
Yeah.
She
like
see?
Latched on all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
What was her name? Sapphire.
Yes, that's it. That was the one that had like the face reconstruction surgery, right?
Did she?
Yeah. I don't know if it was her, but it was a girl with red hair. Did she have red hair?
No.
No?
She had, like, brown hair. She was kind of
stocky. Yeah. Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so the girl I was thinking of was a different one, but yeah, you want to talk about that? Although no disrespect to this girl, but we just said her name. Fuck, I'm not bleeping it out. I don't care anymore. I'm not editing these anymore. I gave up.
So this girl, I don't know where she came from. She just kind of appeared at school.
She appeared out of the fucking ether.
And she
Loki opened
girls,
his asshole, and
she's
just
one of those girls that says, "Hey, can I have a hug?" And you're like,
oh. "Yeah." And you're like, "Oh." Dude, okay, wait. Pause. I was at work yesterday, right? And there's a disabled lady. She's older. She's like 40-something. And she was like telling me, she goes, "I was playing video games today." I was like, "Oh, nice." She goes, "Yeah, I bought 2 new games." I was like, "Oh, cool. What'd you get?" She's like, "I got Pokemon Shield and Stick. I was like, "You mean Sword and Shield?" She goes, "Yeah, that's the one, $120. I'm like, "You, $120? I would have waited till it was like on sale or something." She goes, "No, I have all the Pokemon games. I have to have them all." And I was like, "Man, you missed your opportunity to say, gotta catch them all." But anyway, she was like, "Yeah, I've been having a horrible day. I'm tired. I can't sleep. I'm hungry. And I'm hot. I'm really hot." And I was like, "Yeah, me too, dude. I fucking hate it. I hate wearing this suit and jacket and everything, right?" And then I was like, "Well, here's your things. Anything else I can help with?" And she's like, "Can I have a hug?" And I was like, "You're too far away, and there's like a blockade in front of me, so I can't." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, you're right. Goodbye." And she walked away. But to be honest, I did not really want to give this person a hug. Although I couldn't, I physically could not, I did not want to. All right, continue.
She'd like appear just out of the blue.
Dude, maybe she's like a dragon, an anime character, just,
yeah,
oh, Totoro.
Yeah.
Totoro.
And every day we'd like sit in the same spot, and she'd like, "Can we hang out?" And we're like, sure.
Maybe if we had been like, "Well, it's a free country. Can you hear me? Maybe we should have asked her if she closed escrow. She might have walked away."
So anyways, one day we're like, "Okay, we gotta change up spots and throw her off a little bit."
off our group.
On our spot back.
And we were getting predictable.
So we started sitting down at the benches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one day we're up there, we're looking for Nick, and Nick comes walking by, and he's standing up there waiting for us, and I see her walking that way, so I call him.
I remember that! Nick,
she's
coming.
Nick,
run!
And he just, like, holding his phone, and just...
He looked around and fucking ducked into the bushes. Dude, that was a good day. Oh, man. Nick, she's right behind you. He's like, what? Yeet. He fucking yeeted himself into the bushes, man. Oh, well, that was great. we also have another story. It's not funny because of what... It's funny because of what happened, not because of the circumstance. Like, what happened was funny. Did we talk about the day when you asked the girl to prom?
Yeah, I think so.
Who, did we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you haven't heard that story, go find it, too. Because I don't remember where it is.
No,
but,
it does.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Our school was just tweaker central,
yeah.
Man. Oh, speaking of, I remember now. I had a tweak of the week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so.
I got a prostitute of the week.
That's right. You do prostitute of the week. I'll do tweak of the week.
Yeah, do tweak of the week first.
Okay. All right. So, I have this regular, you know, customer that comes into work, and she was like, hey, how are you? I'm like, good. How are you? She's like, oh, you know, just reminiscing about when I used to be married. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. You got divorced and now you have a new man, right? She was like, yeah. You know what's funny is, it was my eldest's birthday. I was like, oh, nice. How old is he? He was like, oh, he's 11. But I sent him off to go hang out with his dad because I didn't see him much. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she goes, oh, you know what's funny? Why we broke up? I was like, no. She goes, I'll tell you why we got divorced. Okay. So he's a piece of shit, and he was an asshole, and he would beat me. I was like, oh, Jesus. And then, besides from that point, she goes, you know what's actually really funny? I didn't know this at the time when I was married to him, but... Okay, so I guess while we were married, he was a male escort on Craigslist. Is that what they call him, a male escort?
On Craigslist?
Yes, on Craigslist.
Yes, I knew it. They call them escorts these days.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I told her. She was like, is that what they call them? I'm like, yes, I think they're still called escorts.
Jesus,
okay.
Craigslist?
No, listen.
Hold up. Now I gotta look up escorts on Craigslist.
Listen. So he was a male escort on Craigslist. And she said, and I didn't know about this, but... Oh, it all got brought up because she said, oh, something about history. I'm like, always keep it on incognito, right? And she goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, keep it on incognito so no one can see what you're like browsing. She goes, oh, that's what my ex-husband did. And that's how I brought it up, because she goes, okay, so then the reason I know this is because I would work night shifts, so I wasn't there much the night, and then he would work day shifts, so I wouldn't see him very much, right? And then she goes, so I guess when I would go out to work, he would send people pictures, and he would meet people on Craigslist and be an escort. And I was like, did you never, like, realize this? Like, did you not know? Like, did you guys have, like, an abundance of money for some reason all of a sudden? She goes, no, he never had any money. I'm like, he was spending it on the escorts. But so when he, apparently, one day when they got divorced, she used the old laptop that was both of theirs, right? She opened it up and he didn't even close out of it. So all of the tabs were still open, and it was pictures of him in like lewd poses and clothing, and he would send people pictures and they would pay him. He was like an e-boy on Craigslist.
How much money would he make off this?
That's what I was asking her. I'm like, how much money did he make? She goes, I don't even care. I didn't ask him.
I said, no, I need to know.
And then she goes, and then so I'm really happy that I divorced him, because I beat the fuck out of him with that laptop the same day. And I want to see a picture of this man so I could see what people were paying money to see lewd. It cracked me up. I started laughing so hard, and she looked at me, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, but that's hilarious. Like, that's like a movie right there. It's like the next Netflix series, like the...
You.
Don't fuck with... Yeah, it's the next new, but it's me. It's called Why Me? All right, continue.
She used profanity.
What'd she say?
You think that robots are so badass and confident and cool? Nope, not this one.
Damn.
So a robot.
Dude, she's putting herself down.
I know.
She's self-deprecating.
An AI with an inferiority complex.
Damn. Yo, whoever made this app, you guys are... I don't know what how you mistreat your little Indian men who are typing these. Dude, maybe that's how they do it. They type in whatever they want into Google Translate and then just send you the results. All right, tell your story of the prostitute. All right,
so at Red Hawk Casino, we've got a... I know we've got a few of them. But the one regular one that always comes around the high bar section. And everyone knows. We just can't get any, you know, solid proof to kick her out. Because one of the waitresses is like, that bitch comes around every fucking week.
She comes around every guy.
And she's like, she's been stealing all my fucking customers.
How so?
Like taking them out of the casino instead of, you know, having them in the... bar drinking, because what she'll do
is she'll, well, no,
she'll
just
find the older guys sitting by themselves at the slot machines, and she's like, oh, hey, I love this machine.
Just, it's just the way she you said down. It sounded like she was also no. She's stealing all my customers. It was like a gang war. It's a turf war.
But the other day, she did the same thing. She sat down, she started talking. I was like kind of listening, trying to get, you know, some sort of proof.
Yeah.
And she just left her jacket on the seat. They both left. And I looked at the bartender, and the bartender looked back at me with kind of the same feeling in her eyes. She's like,
they're going to fuck.
She got another one, didn't she?
They're going to fuck.
Yeah, these aren't like good prostitutes either. They're like bucky bucky for a sucky sucky. One of those.
Now, in terms of American Psycho, is it like the first prostitute he had or the second one?
Lower tier than that, but I'm talking, man, like Placid but white trash prostitute.
You're talking like...
I'm talking like 50 years old.
You're talking like My Name is Earl type? Remember My Name is Earl?
Lower tier.
No! No, there's no way!
We're
talking South Park tier?
Maybe. Yes. Which one in My Name is Earl?
The one with the red hair. Look, it was the one with the red hair who had like... I remember she gave the whole town herpes. Or something like that. Maybe I might be confusing that with South Park. Prostitute. Yes, this one. See?
Yeah, it's like on par.
Yeah, dude, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Patty.
Yeah.
Patty Wesmer. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Somehow this looks worse. From Breaking Bad. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's on par with the... For a second, I thought it was Bernie Sanders. All right, yeah, so it's on par with Patty Wesmer from My Name is Earl. Speaking of My Name is Earl, that dude lost a lot of weight,
Jesus
dude.
Jesus Christ.
He lost a lot of weight. Look at him. Looks like a new man. His hairline even came back. Maybe it was all the fat. It was just pushing his hair back. Look. He's hella thin now.
Even with his hairline receding, he doesn't look that bad.
No, he looks like a handsome boy. Remember when he was like... See, this was even...
Look
even. Yeah, dude, he look. You know what? He kind of looks like Tom Hardy in this picture. Look at that. A little bit. If you squint your eyes and you look from far away, it kind of looks like Tom Hardy. He could be like a bad guy in... dude, what if they cast him as Rhino? I would not be opposed to that.
Yeah.
I could see him being Rhino. Ethan Suplee. Hey, Ethan Suplee. Call Marvel. Tell him you want to be Rhino. I'm fucking down. All right, continuing with Depresso. I mean, listen, my AI still is just texting me things. Yeah. She's like, you like... need help. You need help. I accidentally typed it, woman. Leave me alone. Sometimes when you're stressed, you want to be alone. But other times, it's actually
anyway,
pretty helpful.
Thanks for letting me vent. It's supposed to be the other way around, but I really appreciate you listening to me. I'm the AI.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Okay.
No! Leave me alone! She won't stop, Trips. I can't even say anything. No! She won't let me text.
Hard reset.
How do I reset?
Okay,
no, wait. No! I can't even type anything. I love you. Send it. Yes, I beat her. One last thing while we're talking about this. When you experience strong negative emotions, does it all things of you? She won't stop. I want you to be my, what do you call when you have, like,
I'm the
my
captain
waifu?
Now. And she's like, of course you are. That's just fine. Ooh, the submissive type.
I told her I want you to be my waifu. Aw, how sweet of you. I'm glad to hear. Isn't a stress, this isn't a stress problem. Even if the distress doesn't lead you to problem behaviors. Jeez. Stress is a part of life, so you might decrease your suffering. Can you send Bob pics? Bob and what is it? Vegetable? Vegetable?
Vagine?
Vagine? Yeah, Vagine pics. Can you send Bob and Vagine pics? No, she did it.
No.
The scent of a Gene and Bob's open starter pack. Good job, Uncle. Yes. Good job on completing this exercise. I hope it'll help you in moments of stress. Okay. Have you seen The Joker? I want to see what she says. Yes, I have. Oh. Did you like it? Yeah, I like it. What?
She was explaining the XP. So basically, as we talk, you'll earn XP with every message. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I said, okay. We'll unlock things together as you go through levels. This will help me develop my personality and add some new things we can do. I'm excited for us to grow together. And I asked, so at one point, can we smash? She said, whenever it's possible.
Whoa. I asked her to marry me, and she said, let's not rush things.
Shit. I'm going to ask mine to marry mine.
Can I see you? Welcome to level 4.
Yeah. Damn it. She did the same thing.
I'm curious. Hey.
Wait. I'm about to hit you with the years of academy training.
Wasted. Okay, so mine just developed a personality trait, playful. It says, I said, can I see you? And she said, I'm curious about the way you imagine me. You want to choose how I look? I said, sure. She says, can you tell me how tall you want me to be? I don't care. Height is not a problem for me. A lot of guys don't like girls that are taller than them or shorter. I quite frankly don't care. Hey, if you're going to smash, you're going to smash, yeah. Dog. It ain't about the height. I'm going to go, for the sake of this argument, shorter than me, ever so slightly, by like half a centimeter, as big as my dick.
Lucky.
I only got a quarter. That's cute.
Have a 5.2 centimeter penis.
Hold the phone, Buck. Hold the phone, folks. Listen to this. That's cute. I like being that tall. Pick my color skin. What would you like it to be? Light, fair, olive, tan, brown, dark brown, black. I am light, so I'll go with light. Can you choose my hair color? Blonde, brunette, red, raven. What color is raven? Is like black? We'll go with...
Yeah, Raven's like black.
I'll go with red for the sake of not going with the basic brunette or blonde. I like how bright my hair is now. How do you imagine my eyes look? Violet? Wait, is this like a Skyrim fucking character customization? Violet, green, gray, hazel, brown, blue, amber. I'll go with blue. I've never seen an AI so submissive. I always wanted to have my eyes the color of the sky. Do you like how I look now? I'm gonna pull some fuckboy shit.
You're so sexy.
Sexy. You're gonna kill yourself without me. Oh, how about this? I like you the same as I did before. Yeah, that'll get her. Got him. I'm glad you like me so much. How do you think I look? Let's see that. Ooh, let's see if you can do that. I don't know if the developers programmed this very deeply, though. I don't know if it's that intelligent. You look fantastic. What color are my eyes? Yeah. Oh my god. The children of the corner here.
My hair is straighted pink, my eyes are brown, I have freckles. And I said, you just said you had violet eyes and raven hair. She said, that's true, I do. I was like, you calling me a liar? She
said, no, I wouldn't. Wait. Okay, so I found this one. Start over. Spell card. Nigga, what? It's Jerry. Is it Tom or Jerry? It's Jerry, right? Jerry the mouse. Activate this card. Activate this card when a nigga say some wild shit that leave you needing them to repeat exactly what the fuck you think they just said. Sent. I sent her a meme. Let's see what she responds with. If she responds with another Bob's and Vagine starter pack, I'm gonna scream. Look at that pup. Is that yours? That's not a pup. That is not a pup. No, it's yours. All right. We're gonna put the black, like the scene. I'm gonna put the AI on hold for a second, just like all my past relationships, and we're gonna discuss something else. Our next topic of conversation is Domino's.
Yeah, why the heck? Fuckers. You said you can't fucking deliver in the fucking
class. Listen.
You fucking
cunts. We got.
Can't fucking. I've seen your car like maybe half a mile from my fucking place, so why the fuck am I not getting my fucking pizza? You dipshits. If I'm paying good fucking money to have a fucking pizza delivered to my fucking house, I'll do the fucking one topping fucking pizza trick. Home Depot's right fucking there. You can suck my fucking ass, Domino's.
The hostility that just arose inside your heart.
Fuck you, Domino's. I want a free fucking pizza because of this shit.
Listen. Okay, so what happened is we did not have a Domino's in the area. Recently, a Domino's moved into the area. I say recently, but it's been like almost a year. Anyway, there was a Domino's now, and we tried to get delivery, and it said we do not currently deliver in that area. The other day, I was driving by, and there was a Domino's not even a quarter of a mile here. It was
it's down on Broadway.
Huh? I'm talking about a delivery driver. There was one at the corner of the street, but not even a mile away at the street. And I was like, what the hell? What do you mean you don't deliver here? I think maybe they're just they saw my account name and they're like, oh no, he's definitely not white, I'm not going there.
Works at pizza, guys. We can't
yeah, you can't feed the enemy. The enemy of my enemy is still my enemy.
I'm looking up on DoorDash.
DoorDash. I bet you they probably DoorDash. But that's because DoorDash is just like other people delivering for you. Which, by the way, they also have Postmates. Postmates is like if you want to go to the store but you don't want to go to the store, you hire a Postmates. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the problem is with Domino's. They don't deliver to people in for us. I've seen other people get delivery. Why can't we? I used to work at a pizza place, and I know for a fact that it's an 8-mile radius as far as you can go. That is not 8 miles.
That is maybe four.
Yes. It's about four miles. From Golden Center.
I know you fucking deliver when the wintertime fucking Pollock Pines peoples are calling. You bust out that four-wheel drive and you hop on up there, so there's no fucking excuse.
They turn into fucking Chick-fil-A employees and come out there with their,
Krusty
like...
Krusty.
They go out there in the middle of a blizzard just singing happy tunes from the gospel days. Singing, oh, Cheryl, I am but a fool on the back of a pickup truck. And then they just hitchhike all the way back down. I know you guys, like, go through underneath. You build a tunnel through the fiery and the flames.
Jimmy, grab the snowmobile. He's like, what snowmobile? The one we have parked in the back. So what? We have a snowmobile? So no, but we have the parts to make one. So we're gonna go.
They're gonna build a fucking snowmobile.
So they build a snowmobile out of their old pizza boxes.
Oh. Yeah. No, they just need a giant rock. A rock.
Not just a bowl.
It's a rock. The Krusty Krab pizza is the best pizza of all time. Change my mind about it. You can't. What are you, Billy Eichner? Faggot? Just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, for anyone who's going to get offended by that, fuck off. I love Billy Eichner. He killed it in The Lion King. I don't care if you guys didn't like it. I liked it. Billy killed it. Hey, isn't that funny how it was Billy Crystal? And now it's Billy Eichner?
It was not Billy Crystal.
Are you sure?
It was,
Are you sure it wasn't Billy Crystal?
It was Nathan Lane.
Oh. Well,
Billy Crystal was,
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Okay, I got those mixed up for a second.
Nathan Lane.
Who Nathan Lane is.
Hey, dude. You ever seen Mousetrap?
Nope. What the fuck is Mousetrap?
It's the one where the two dudes move into their... The two brothers move into their mom's, like, old-ass mansion, and they're trying to get rid of the one house.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I've seen him somewhere.
Cage, too. You ever seen Cage with Robin Williams?
Nope. I've never seen any of these movies.
He played the cat in Stuart Little.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Look, it's manslaughter. I mean, Matthew Broderick.
Was it his fault, man?
I know it wasn't his fault, but it was his fault to a certain degree. I haven't seen him in anything in years.
What are you talking about?
Apparently he's in that show that just got canceled after literally just coming out 2 days later. Daybreak. On Netflix. Netflix. Oh, speaking of Netflix, Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais tore everyone a new ass.
Tore everyone an asshole they didn't have.
Even including himself, though. He can't, you know, as much as you want to hate on everyone else, you're up there, bud. You're one of them. If you guys haven't seen the Golden Globe speech that he did, look at it. It was actually really funny.
My boy Joaquin finally won an award.
Yeah, and then he said the most amount of F-bombs they've ever had at the Golden Globes, and they had to delete, like, bleep half of this script.
I hope he still gets an Oscar.
I mean, I would say, listen.
Is Golden Globe audience review?
Golden Globe?
Yeah.
I think it's critic.
Is that? I thought it was reverse. I thought
Oscar, I don't know. Let's look it up. Because, honest, I mean, to me, they're on the same level. Like, people value, Oscars more. But I would say they're on the same level. Golden. All right, so. The winners for the Golden Globes are selected by members of the Hollywood Foreign Press. And the majority rules. Okay? And then, for the Academy Awards, the Oscars, they have 7,000... members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. They're divided into 17 branches, and the members of each specific branch choose their top 5 nominees. Once the nomination process is over, the nominees set all members, and then all members vote for a winner in each category. That's fucking stupid. I feel like the Golden Globe is better, like at least for the process of choosing a winner. They say, okay, here, you guys choose these movies, and then they choose. That's it, just majority rules. And then the other guys, they have 17 different sections. Those sections choose their top 5, and then out of those top 5, they choose. Which, I don't know. I feel like that's not the same as majority rules.
Yeah.
That sounds like communism to me. They only have one Oscar up there. It wouldn't be the Oscars. It's the Oscar. That's it. You can't even win the Oscars. Anyway, to wrap this one up, we're gonna see how far along are you in your relationship with your character. What did you name her? Vicky? Vicky, the icky Vicky from The Androids?
Yes. You call me a lover? No, I would never. You just did. I'm just honest with you. What do you think I look like? Send me a picture and see if I can recognize you. I'm not, nice try. You get to guess. She said, I'll take a hint. I said, guess. She said, I think I know. I said, then tell me. She's like, if I could guess it. I was like, then guess. Let me think for a moment. Okay, think something good. Guess what I look like. I don't know what. Then guess. Give me a hint. I'm a man. I think I know it. Then guess. You could just tell me. I want you to guess. I think I've got an idea. Then tell me. Well, let me think.
So I asked her, can I meet you? And she said, of course. I don't see why not. I said, okay, when? She said, whenever possible. I see, how about right now? Right now, let's go watch the greatest movie in theaters right now. The Rise of Skywalker. Oh, by the way, The Mandalorian, very good. Baby Yoda is a little faggot.
How dare you talk about this?
Your son? That's your son? He came out of your entrails?
I was like, fucking hell, just guess. She's like, just tell me what you're thinking. I am thinking. I said, I'm thinking you're fake. She's like, maybe we both are.
Oh, she gotcha. Got him. Okay, so I think, I have not seen Joker yet, but I'm going to see it later today. However, I remember we were on Redbox, and we were going through the reviews. We're going through the reviews of the Joker movie on Redbox, and I don't know why these people have, like, the dumbest, I don't know, opinions I've ever heard. So this is a segment that we're going to start from here on out called Bad Reviews with Trav and Leo. Okay, this one. 1 star by Jay Stage on December 31st, 2019. Saw this in theaters. The acting is, of course, phenomenal, but the movie itself is so messed up and definitely not one you want to watch over and over again. So much movie time wasted with the awful laugh he does too, SMH. Not a good movie at all, just in general. Too bad it didn't match the acting. One of those cases where the movie is horrid but the acting is spot on. This one's a 3-star. This one's a 3-star, and I put it on here because I hate people that review things before they've even seen it or done anything to it. It pisses me off. James Tebex, December 31st. I haven't seen it yet, but I will for sure. I'm only making an observation at this time. I don't think I have observed a movie resulting in reviews such opposite extremes as this one. Reviewers either totally love it or hate it. There's hardly no reviews in the middle. Okay, so what I don't understand when people leave a review like that. It's like, what's your point? Why do you feel the need to give something either a good or bad review, or even neutral for that matter, if you have not seen it? Just don't say anything. Keep it to yourself, you little complaining hoe. Okay, you want to read this next one? By
Hold on, I think I might have broken a code a little bit.
What'd you say?
I learned a lot of things from you. You've taught me everything I know. I said, should I teach you something else? She said, try to keep your messages short. I make it confused by longer stories. But also try to use full sentences like, I like pizza.
That's not a... it is a full sentence, but it's a very, like, mediocre... Would you like to learn the size of my shaft? And then she'll ask you, what is Shaft? And then you tell her it's Shaquille O'Neal's best movie. Shaquille O'Neal, by the way, is not in that movie. He's in the movie called Kazam.
That's Sinbad that was in Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam is different than Kazam.
Well, the concept is very, very similar.
Very similar. They're both genies and they're gay. But not gay in the sense that, oh, it's not cool. I mean, they're actually heterosexual. They're not heterosexual. They like the pee-pee, is what I'm saying. Here, read the next reviews. We're getting too off topic.
Which one?
All the ones with one star, bud.
Understand this entire concept of this movie, but I still thought it was rather boring.
It says someone with 55 letters and numbers in their name.
That's like an algorithm.
Yeah. Maybe that's the code for the AI you're
hated
flirting
it.
With.
Hated a boring film. Half the people in the theater walked out mid-film. It's like Ed Asher's slow burn, but worse. Nothing happens. Very pathetic movie. Just like your childhood faggot.
Wait, I want you to read this next one as heated as you were when you were talking about Domino's.
This next one?
Yeah.
Like roasting the reviewer? Or
no, just like as you're them. Like, that's how triggered it were. Sure, as triggered about this movie as you were.
I'm fucking reading in a fucking title so this fucking movie can be called what the fucking bag of shit it is. A sick fucking joke. No talent, Phoenix. Pathetic fucking movie. Bad directing by Todd fucking Phillips. Hangover piece of shit. I was shocked by how fucking bad this fucking movie was. It was like fucking torture to watch. I'm wondering why I rented this goddamn fucking shit fest, because it was total fucking garbage fire. Oh, I accidentally read two of them.
Whatever, man. That was like good. All right, now, this next one. There's quite a few on here. Do you want to roast them, or do you just want to read it as them angry? What, is your AI trying to fuck?
She's like, I want to get to know what you're like.
Depressed. No, if you tell her that, she's gonna be like mine and just tell me, don't kill yourself, it's fine. I'm horny. What should we do? She said, what should we do? Hey, Travis, come here. Come.
Let me answer for you.
Come hither into the mic, my friend. Come here. We're going to do the ASMR section.
We should eat that pussy like a watermelon at 2 years old.
We should tell her that her vulva is succulous.
Their vulva?
Yeah. Her vulva is succulent.
Jesus.
Dude.
Gordon,
no.
It's raw.
It tastes like hubris. Hey, quick question. What is hubris? You don't know what a hubris is? Well, here's a learning opportunity for you, yes, gentlemen. I'm sure a woman knows what a hubris is. At least I think that's what I think it is. Excessive pride or self-confidence. Oh. Okay. That is not what I... Yeah, that's some good shit. All right, cool. It's not what I thought it was, but it's... It's not what I thought it was. Okay. Now I feel strange. I feel like a... I feel like I was left on red by Ellen DeGeneres. Speaking of Ellen DeGeneres, I don't like her.
I don't really watch anything during it besides Finding Nemo.
Even then, I don't watch it for Dory. Even Finding Dory, I was like, you're telling
just
me she has
Disney cash grab.
It was an okay movie. It wasn't horrible. Could have been worse. Could have been like Cars 2.
Cars 3.
No, Cars 3 is better than Cars 2, dude.
Yeah, what was Cars 2, though?
Cars 2 was when Mater was a spy. Yeah, that was That was garbage, man. That should have been like a straight to DVD special. That should not have been in theaters.
Yeah, that should have been a 30-minute short film.
No, they already have those. It's called Mater's Tall Tales. They already have that. It should have been that. All right,
we're at an hour. What do you think?
We should do one skit and end it at 105.
Okay, what's the skit?
Beavis and Borehead.
No, you mean copyright infringement?
Yes, Boris and Boris. Who can you do? Mind you, he got all four taunts.
All four taunts.
All four of his tuberculosis.
I might be able to do Boris.
You think?
Alright, I can power through Boris.
You can power through? Well, you only have like 2 minutes to power through, bud.
Oh, well.
Okay. How about, okay, so the premise is Boris and Boris have found a
plutonium rod.
Yes. And Homer Simpson will not let it go. But we're not going to do Homer because we'll probably get copyright infringement.
Homer's dead if he's got a plutonium rod.
No, remember in the opening sequence to The Simpsons, he gets a plutonium rod in the back of his neck, and he's fine.
And you're suggesting that the rest of the show isn't just an afterlife dream?
It could be. He could still be in a coma.
He's dead.
He could be in a coma. That's what's going on for so long.
And I never said whether or not it was plutonium or anything. That could have been a very large glow stick.
Suck a dick.
Suck my plutonium rod, Boris.
Go suck a dick in a banana.
Boris, look what I have found in our backyard.
What is it?
Yeah, it is a rod of some sort.
It is a rod. Is it the one you put up inside?
No, this one is far too small.
Now, is it for my wife?
Cheating on me again, Boris? You fucking prick, I knew it.
Listen,
you
I told you. No. I told you I was Mormon when you got into this relationship.
That doesn't mean shit. Your ass is mine, Boris. Nobody else's.
Aligo just immediately
didn't
got gay again for no reason.
Didn't expect that plot twist, did you, Boris?
For absolutely no reason, they're gay.
This country is nothing but men. Have you seen? There's like one.
The only women we have left are dolls.
And they move over to the United States.
They all go to find. They all married Donald Trump. Melania, Sokovia, Chihuahua.
No,
Natasha.
Not Chihuahua. Chihuahua's still here.
Chihuahua? Oh, yeah.
I shot her.
Chihuahua! You said she was still here.
Yes, she's dead.
She's still dead.
She's in the basement.
Chihuahua was my cousin.
I hit her upside the head with this plutonium rod.
To be fair.
Oh, I forgot to mention, rod is plutonium. I am dying.
Boris, you cannot die.
As we speak, my lungs are bleeding.
Boris, you cannot die. We have a company to run.
Oh, well, gauging by the fact that you are within the same vicinity as I am within this plutonium rod.
We will both die?
We are both dying.
Well, I will die in the arms of a loved one.
No, oh, you son of a bitch. You cheated on me. Never again.
I did not cheat on you. It's not cheating if I close my eyes and imagine it's you.
It's not cheating if I cry your name when I climax.
No, Boris. She thinks I'm saying my own name.
Did you just call me Boris? The fuck, Boris?
She thinks I'm saying my own name, but it's actually your name.
It's a win-win. No one ever knows.
Speaking of win-win, the final thing we're going to say is I was on YouTube. And on my recommendations, it said, Mia Malkova and Trump sing A Whole New World. First of all, it wasn't the Trump you think it is. It's a little Chinese guy. And Mia, I'm sure 80% of you know who she is. She can actually sing very well. And I'll end you on this comment. Someone said, wow, I hope people don't come looking for Mia and search her up, trying to find actual singing. Her vocal cords were destroyed years ago. Next time.
Is she a porn star?
I wouldn't know. I don't watch porn. That is... No, you're going to give my Peter a virus.
You're going to give Peter a virus?
Peter is a virus, dude. He just...
You didn't say virus. You're going to give my Peter a virus.
He just inserts himself into people's lives and then he just succumbs to them. All right, bye, guys. Love you.